delivered to you every morning and ready to be devoured on demand. When and where you like, it's the Harry and Dana podcast.
Presenting the one, the only, Dana the Date Coach.
I want you whipped into shape. When I say jump, say how high. You know you're doing it right when you start to cry.
So Dana has taken it on board to be my self-appointed dating coach. I have a date coming up on the 21st of this month, so end of next week.
I've made the ultimate sacrifice, really,
and show of support. You think that you've made the ultimate sacrifice?
So I have. Doesn't that production piece that I created make you want to get whipped into shape and get really fit and not eat any more junk food and stop smoking to be the best man that you can be for your future date?
Well, so far you've sent me off to CrossFit. You've had a doctor on the show.
Yeah, because you eat so unhealthily.
So a doctor on, who, by the way, if you haven't heard the doctor, he was quite supportive of my lifestyle.
I don't think I coached him before the call.
No.
Well enough.
But I thought, like, you're doing all this stuff and it's kind of making me a little bit... You're making me a little bit nervous for this date.
Oh,
whereas
really?
Usually I'm fine. Like, I can get through it. It's just dinner. I can chat with anyone.
You're such a confident person,
Yeah,
though.
But I can charm anyone. Like, I'm not bad. Like, I can get through it. It's fine. But you're putting all this pressure on me. It's making me nervous. So I thought, on 654-11981, what are some ideas? I guess, what's the best date that you've been on? And I want to hear some positive stories about dating.
As in, so you can plan this date really well.
Well, I
didn't mean to freak you out.
You're freaking me out a little bit. You're freaking me out a little bit.
So I'm
just
helping.
654-11981. What's the best date you've been on? Just so I can hear some positive stories about dating.
Okay,
so it puts
good
me
idea.
In a good frame of mind.
All right.
To know that this isn't going to be a waste of time and I'm putting in all this effort and nothing's going to happen. It's going to be for nothing. I just want to hear if there's some good stories out there where you've been on a good date and you've stayed together.
Okay. What if it's a good date and they didn't stay together? Still call us.
Yeah, exactly.
The best date you've ever been on. 654-11981.
You have just joined us. We asked you on 654-11981, what's the best date you've ever been on? Dana has taken on board to be my dating coach. I've got a date coming up on the 21st. And the last couple of days, Dana has been putting me through the ringer, really.
Not the ringer. I've been improving you one step at a time.
I've been over to CrossFit. You've had a doctor on board to
tell
me.
Don't you think that you want to be the best version of yourself to rock up to this date as?
You're making me a little bit nervous about it. And I just kind of thought, on 654-11981, what's some positive stories that I can take from this and go into this date a little bit more, a better frame of mind.
Okay.
Than being nervous. So let's go to Dan from Scone. What was your first date like? You had a good story about this.
My first date, after 3 months of asking a lady out for dinner and her laughing at me, was a car and truck show in Darling Harbour.
Oh, beautiful. Was it romantic for her?
Finished work on the Saturday, jumped on the train with her nephew and my 10-year-old cousin at the time. Headed down to Sydney, spent the day in Sydney and wandered around, and it was just an unreal day. Dana, I think you're pushing him too much, dude. If you're trying to make him better than what he is, well, what's the point of being on the date? The lady that he's going on a date with obviously likes him for a reason.
That's very true. I've been put back in my box, Dan. How long ago was this date that you went on?
March 2000.
Oh, like 20 years ago.
20 years ago. We've been married for 18 years. We've been together for 21 years in March next year.
No way.
That's a great story. Great story. So obviously the date went well.
Oh, mate, it went unreal. As with every relationship, we've had our issues, but... we battled through them, and yeah, 20 years later, we've got two amazing kids. As much as they give me the shits, I wouldn't change anything for the world.
Good on you, Dan. What a story. Does that make you feel good, Harry?
Yeah, I'm feeling really positive about that. Thank you so much for your call this morning, Dan. Appreciate it.
All right,
more coming through on 654-11981.
We've got Nathan from Singleton. What's the best date you've ever been on?
Well, look, I'm a little bit of a romantic. I'm not afraid to admit it. And I decided to take my girlfriend down to the Hunter Valley Gardens near Pocolbin. And it was really, really nice. Like, I organised wine and cheese, and like a cheese board kind of thing. It was really, really nice. And made sure to get good wine as well because, you know.
You are a true romantic.
Yeah, girls can tell. Girls can tell when it's cheap wine.
I'm mainly used to the goon sacks myself.
Exposed. In entertainment news, the US Super Bowl headline act has finally been announced. Will perform the halftime show at the event this coming February in Florida. And this is one of the most prestigious events to perform at as a musician in the entire world. Like, Prince has performed there, Madonna, Diana Ross, Beyonce, J-Lo, Shakira. Huge acts. Huge. Demi Lovato performed last year, did an amazing track. So it's a big deal.
You just said it yourself. You had Prince, which was amazing, by the way. It's when he did Purple Rain, it started to rain. It was incredible.
Oh, how romantic.
I feel like The Weeknd's not really big enough.
Are you kidding?
That's just me personally. I just feel like, how long does the halftime show go for? Half an hour?
About there.
Can he keep people interested for half an hour?
Oh, yes. The Weeknd is such a performer. Completely up and coming. That is one of the biggest songs of the entire year.
It's a good song. I like it. I like The Weeknd's music. I just don't think he's big enough to do the Super Bowl.
Oh, well, you're going to wait. I reckon you're going to be blown away come February next year.
Yeah, I'll watch it. I always watch it. I don't actually watch the game, but I watch the halftime show.
Yeah, I think a lot of the world do.
Yeah.
But to the Royals now, the Royals will be celebrating Christmas a little differently. Kate Middleton's mum said that she'll be video calling her grandchildren, George, Charlotte and Louis, and she will let them choose the decorations for the tree rather than have them over to decorate the tree themselves, ensuring that it's a COVID-safe Christmas. My favourite bit about this story is that she continued by saying, and I quote, "They may need to be tastefully rearranged later."
Oh, what?
God forbid the grandchildren decorate the tree in the way they like. They'll need to be rearranged later on because they won't do a good enough job to my liking.
You can just imagine, like, they are such toffs. You can just imagine, like, gin and tonic, tea and scones, books and all of that. And they're
doggies
just
by the fire.
Doggies by the fire.
I love the Royals, but goodness, what a Christmas decorating session that would be.
Like, let the kids do the tree. That's what's fun about Christmas. Like, you don't need to rearrange it so it looks perfect.
But darling, it must be perfect. It's the Royals.
Oh dear. Thanks to the latest in entertainment from Dana. We're going to go to your biggest three news stories next with Jessica Rouse from the newsroom. We'll get her on after No Doubt, just to go 11 past 7. Jessica Rouse from the newsroom joins us in the studio for the big three. Hello.
Morning. Hey. There's such a happy Friday vibe in here. I love it.
Well, you know me. I love the weekend.
I love a dance no matter what day it is.
Dana's just hyperactive. Your hair looks nice.
Oh, thanks.
Run us through it.
Run you through it.
What happened?
I went to the hairdresser.
Oh, see, that's a big deal. It's a big deal for girls, isn't it?
It is. It's something that you'll never really understand.
Well, I do understand because once what happened was before I left to come to the Hunter Valley to take this job, I got a haircut. And the girl who cut my hair had a mask on because it was quite COVID-y at the time in Sydney. And she said something and I couldn't hear her. So she went like, and I said, yeah, okay. And it was like, she signed me up for the wash, the blow dry, the massage.
Did you get the head massage?
I got the head massage.
The best five minutes of the whole appointment.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, though,
eyes roll back into your head.
I usually pay about $20. $75 later.
That's cheap.
Yeah.
What? That's expensive.
No. We've had this discussion this week. For ladies, cut, complete, the foils and everything. You're looking at $200.
Whoa. Yeah, 150, 200.
Jeez. I'm happy to pay it too.
Oh, me too. It's not a problem.
My time, yeah.
Let's chat about the big three news stories. What's going on? Murrurundi Hospital.
Yeah, so for the last few months, there's been a group of community members up at Murrurundi who've been trying to save an old part of Murrurundi Hospital. The government is funding a new hospital to be built there, but as a part of the project, this old hospital is going to be demolished. Apparently, there is a part of it that has asbestos and it's not particularly safe. But there's a group of community members who want to see the part of it that isn't full of asbestos and the part that is okay saved because it's old, it's more than 100 years old, you know, it's got some historical local significance. So they've tried to save it. The council has also tried as well to get it heritage listed and all that sort of thing, but it hasn't really worked out, unfortunately.
Oh, that's such a shame. Usually they're able to get things heritage listed. They're quite proactive in doing that.
Mm, yeah.
Where were we? We were in Denman the other day, and you could, and there were a few heritage buildings there.
That main street is stunning. Yeah. And then you can't knock those, you know, the ones with the really old verandas down. Obviously, people have built on the back, but you've still got the heritage on the front, which is stunning.
Which is stunning. They're built on, literally built these brand new houses behind these heritage homes, which is cool. Yeah. Keeping the main street of Denman looking kind of heritage listed,
old
I guess.
And chic.
Yeah, it's nice. So that's a shame. Let's talk about the vaccine. I'm loving this story about this COVID vaccine. I feel like it's finally happening.
I know. Vaccine in our own backyard. This is one out of the University of Queensland. Apparently, the trials that they've been doing that are ahead of schedule have been going really well. Their vaccine has been really good in creating the virus antibodies, particularly in the elderly who are taking part in the trial, which is even better.
Yes, because those are the people affected most.
Yeah, exactly. So fingers crossed we see this ahead of schedule. National Cabinet are meeting today, so it could be discussed there. So could state borders as well. But Australia's already invested $3.5 billion into vaccine investments.
Wow.
So I wonder how much globally has been invested into
Pfizer, they're a super pharmaceutical company, are investing a lot of money, but that's over in the States, I think.
Yes,
yes, that's right.
But it'll happen. It'll happen.
It'll happen.
Yeah, hopefully. And then we'll be able to travel again.
Woo!
Let's go to Sydney for this story. There's a strange, well, it's not really a strange festival, but this is a little bit strange, though.
It's pretty good if you like fishing. If you like fishing and you want to win some cash, this is the place to be. So apparently organisers of this new Sydney Harbour Festival have tagged a fish and released it into the harbour. And if you manage to catch this tagged fish, you'll win yourself a cheeky $1 million.
What a cash in.
Not
bad. Do you think
this
will encourage people to go fishing?
Yeah, $1 million. There's going to be people lining the harbour all with fishing rods trying to catch this kingfish. It's ridiculous.
That's mental.
And someone will do it. Someone
will catch it. Or no one will catch it ever.
Or no one will catch it ever. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what if it passes away of natural causes or like a shark?
Dark roots like that. Fishes are going to pass away. Just be happy about it. You know, this is a complete waste of time for me because you're honestly terrible. Who even thinks like that?
I don't know. Fishing
what if
a dead
shark
fish
gets
well.
It or something?
A shark gets it.
Can the shark cash in for the $1 million?
Let it go. 19 minutes past 7. Jessica Rassman, Newsroom. Thank you for your maturity.
Anytime.
This morning. Have yourself a great weekend.
You too.
We're joined with the legendary Jamie Soward. How are you doing this morning, buddy?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Actually, I lie. I'm a little bit dusty. I had a few adult beverages last night.
On a school night.
I forgot you guys were calling me, so my little two-year-old runs in. She's like, Daddy, you got to work today. I said, okay, just give me a second. But no, I'm very, very excited to be here.
Oh, you sound fresher than we would be after a few beverages anyway. So let's talk about the Origin, the decider next week. What can we expect? It's in Queensland Territory.
Yeah, well, New South Wales have only won two deciders in Queensland throughout the series history. So it'll be a tough ask for New South Wales. They were great on Wednesday night. And Queensland probably didn't put their best foot forward after a big game one. So one thing you know about Queenslanders is they absolutely love their footy up there. But this is a totally different, weird year. And, you know, Origin being played at this time of year, it's going to be about that sort of mental fatigue and who turns up next Wednesday night. But what an amazing year it's been for the NRL, being able to have Origin still have fans of the game, and hopefully a New South Wales win next week.
Well, I know you're a Blues man through and through, so what's your prediction? We're trying not to be too biased.
Well, I think the Blues will win, but there's a wily old fox called Wayne Bennett, and he's the coach of the Queensland side. He got called in at short notice. They did the miracle in Adelaide, winning game one. And one thing, after being coached by Wayne, I know that he's going to have his players ready to go, so I think New South Wales will win, but they won't have it all their own way. Queensland will have, you know, one last crack at trying to get this, which would be an amazing series win for them in a year where they probably didn't have the depth New South Wales had. So I'm weary of Wayne Bennett.
Now, you said before you've been coached by Wayne Bennett. We know that. What's the man actually like? Because in press conferences, he doesn't seem to have much time for the media. He seems to come across a bit cold, a bit cranky. What's he like behind the scenes?
He's all about his players, and he's all about you getting your best foot forward and your preparation right ahead of big games. And that's what we saw in game one. We saw a bunch of blokes there that had run through a brick wall for Wayne, you know, at half time. He got stuck into a couple of his senior players. So You just want to play for the guy. He's all about your preparation and what you can do for the team, and he doesn't want you to be someone that you're not. And when you start to do that and believe in yourself so much, you get your best performances out. So he really makes you believe that you're the best player in the world.
That's such a good vibe to have around the team too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And it's pretty much like you guys, you know. You guys had no idea who I am. You probably don't know what I look like. You would have Googled me and seen this guy's a little bit fatter than what he was playing, but that's all right.
If you Google me, you'll see I'm a bit fatter as well, so don't worry.
Hey, let's throw it over to the US Masters kicking off today.
Yeah, look, Aussies in action. Jason Day is at 2-under at the moment. Paul Casey leads the field at 7-under, but the big one is Tiger Woods. You know, he won last year's Masters, and we all remember that amazing comeback, and could he do it again? He's at 4-under and right in contention to win this whole thing. So I'm not the biggest golf fan, but, you know, the major events around the world, I'm always interested in. So, yeah, the Aussies doing well at the moment, but Tiger Woods lurking there at 4-under, which is pretty cool.
All right, well, we look forward to seeing the US Masters underway, and we'll chat with you again next week, hopefully with some good news about the Blues. Thanks so much, Jamie Soward. You're a legend. Have a great weekend.
No worries. Thank you.
Presenting the one, the only, Dana the Date Coach. I want you whipped into shape. When I say jump, say how high. You know you're doing it right when you start to cry.
You are getting date fit, courtesy of your date coach, the one and only. It's me. How did you know? How do you feel about this, Harry?
Look, I'm going along with it.
Well, you've got a date next Saturday.
Well, I have a date next Saturday. Look, because I value the perspective of a woman. On this. You know I do. I've grown up in a household of three women. I definitely value your opinion on this. I think that it is, even though you've sent me off to CrossFit...
Phase one was get fit, CrossFit.
Yeah, I'm taking this seriously. And I think that you are, from the bottom of your heart, actually trying to make me a better person so I can be a better date.
You're going to be a great date come next Saturday.
Yeah.
You will be coached into being a better date. Phase two was then we had Dr. Rajiv on, said that you probably need to maybe stop smoking a little bit so much and maybe eat less cured meats.
Well, actually, he said it costs too much.
We did. It was, worried
like
about your hip pocket.
$18,000 a year or something.
Yeah, ridiculous amount. Well, phase three coming up is something that I know all women that I know like to make sure that their men get this done. So I've organised a surprise for you. We're going on a little excursion today. Phase three of getting Harry date fit. I'll explain to you right up next.
Why am I nervous about this? All right, I'll find out with you after Matchbox 20, 19 minutes past 8. Dana and Harry at Power.
So, Harry, you've got a date next weekend, and I've decided to take it upon myself to help you out, to show my support, and I'm getting you date fit.
You're really enjoying this. You're my self-appointed dating coach. I thought that I'd be fine, but so far you've sent me to CrossFit.
We had a doctor on it.
We had a doctor talk about my diet.
Yeah, you really need to whip it into shape when it comes to your diet. But also another thing that if I'm dating a guy, I want him to put in a bit of an effort when it comes to the whole physical appearance thing. So I've got a mystery guest on the phone who will be letting you know what you'll be up to later today. Hey, mystery guest, do you mind introducing yourself?
Yes, my name is Chelsea and I'm calling from Beautycomb, Musselbrook, and you have an appointment booked in tomorrow for a full back wax.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Did Dana make this appointment?
Yes, she did.
Okay. So, a full back wax? Yep. I've never had that before.
Well, we need to do some manscaping so you're ready.
No. How painful is this going to be, Chelsea?
Well, when I've had back waxes done before, not personally, but just on other people, they don't really mind it. They say it's kind of okay.
Okay, do you think a woman or a man has a better threshold, pain threshold?
I think maybe women do just because they come in and get it done a lot more often.
Exactly.
No.
Hold on. I've got a few questions here. And Chelsea, this is nothing against you. You sound lovely. But I have a lot thicker hair than a woman does.
Yeah, I know. It's great. We can get rid of it.
No, but it's embedded deep into the skin. That's going to be very painful, ripping that off with hot wax.
It's going to be like waxing a carpet.
That sounds awful. By the way, Chelsea, you're not the one doing this job, are you? Like, I feel sorry for you if you are.
Yes, I am. So myself and also another co-worker of mine, so Tanisha or Ebony will be here as well to help me.
Oh, there's a whole team. Yeah, there's a whole team involved. Okay.
I'm so excited.
And this is happening this morning, you say?
Yeah, later on.
Yep, later on, and we'll see you soon.
Okay. I love how enthusiastic you sound about it. Thanks, Chelsea.
That's okay.
Chelsea, we'll see you soon. I'll make sure he gets down there. He's not getting out of this one.
Okay, no worries at all. We'll be waiting.
Okay, I'm sure you will be.
How do you feel, Harry?
I feel incredibly nervous about this.
Well, this afternoon you'll feel very smooth.
It's the Harry and Dana podcast. Stay up to date on everything Hunter Valley on our socials at 98.1 Power FM or at 98.1powerfm.com.au.